Chapter 33, Growth and Development, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Introduction. Human developmental biology is the study of changes occurring during the cycles of life from conception to death. The prenatal period begins with conception and ends at birth, and the postnatal period begins with birth and continues until death. A new human life. The production of sex cells is vital for new life to form. Spermatozoa are produced by spermatogenesis, while ova are produced by oogenesis. Meiosis is a special form of cell division that reduces the number of chromosomes in each daughter cell to one-half of those in the parent cell. Mature ova and sperm contain only 23 chromosomes, half as many as other human cells. Meiotic division occurs when two cells divide one after another in succession, called meiotic division 1 and meiotic division 2. Both divisions are made up of an interphase, prophase, metaphase, anaphase, and telophase. During prophase 1 of meiosis, crossover occurs, in which genetic material is shuffled. Daughter cells formed by meiotic division 1 contain a haploid number of chromosomes. Meiotic division 2 is essentially the same as mitotic division, in which each of the two cells formed by meiotic division 1 reproduce and form four cells, each with the haploid number of chromosomes. Spermatogenesis is the process by which primitive male sex cells become transformed into mature sperm. It begins approximately at puberty and continues throughout a man's life. In meiotic division 1, one primary spermatocyte forms two secondary spermatocytes, each with 23 chromosomes. In meiotic division 2, each of the two secondary spermatocytes forms a total of four spermatids. Oogenesis is the process by which primitive female sex cells become transformed into mature ova. During mitosis, oogonia reproduce to form primary oocytes, most of which begin meiosis and develop to prophase 1 before birth, where they will remain until puberty. Once during each menstrual cycle, a few primary oocytes resume meiosis and migrate toward the surface of the ovary. Usually, only one oocyte matures enough for ovulation, and meiosis again halts at metaphase 2. Meiosis resumes only if the head of a sperm cell enters the ovum. During ovulation, expulsion of the mature ovum occurs from the mature ovarian follicle into the abdominopelvic cavity and then into the uterine or fallopian tube. Insemination involves the expulsion of seminal fluid from the male into the female vagina. Capacitation renders sperm able to fertilize. Sperm travel through the cervix and uterus and into the fallopian tubes. Fertilization or conception most often occurs in the outer one-third of the uterine tube. Thermotaxis is the process in which sperm are attracted to the warmth of uterine tubes. Chemotaxis is the process in which the ovum attracts and traps sperm with special molecules. The acrosome reaction permits the release of enzymes that burrow through the outer layers of the ovum, which are the zona pellucida and corona radiate. When one spermatozoan enters the ovum stops collecting sperm on its surface. The sperm releases its nuclear chromosomes into the ovum, containing proteins and RNA from the sperm, which enter the ovum to assist with early development. 23 chromosomes from the sperm head and 23 chromosomes in the ovum make up a total of 46 chromosomes. A zygote is a fertilized ovum and is genetically complete. Prenatal period. The prenatal period begins with conception and continues until the birth of a child. Once the zygote is formed, it immediately begins to divide. A morula is a solid mass of cells formed from the zygote over approximately 3 days through continual division. By the time the developing embryo reaches the uterus, it has formed a hollow ball of cells called a blastocyst, which implants into the uterine lining. Approximately 10 days pass from fertilization until implantation in the uterine lining. The ovum has a store of nutrients that support this embryonic development until implantation has occurred. The blastocyst has an outer layer of cells and an inner cell mass. The trophoblast is the outer wall of the blastocyst. As the blastocyst develops, the yolk sac and amniotic cavity are formed. In humans, the functions of the yolk sac are largely non-nutritive. The amniotic cavity becomes a fluid-filled, shock-absorbing sac or bag of waters in which the embryo floats during development. The chorion develops from the trophoblast to become an important fetal membrane in the placenta. The placenta anchors the fetus to the uterus and provides a bridge for the exchange of nutrients and waste products between mother and baby. It also serves as an excretory, respiratory, and endocrine organ. Placental tissue normally separates maternal and fetal blood supplies and has important endocrine functions, such as secreting large amounts of human chorionic gonadotropin, which stimulates the corpus luteum to continue its secretion of estrogen and progesterone. The human gestation period is approximately 39 weeks and is divided into 3 3-month segments called trimesters. The embryonic phase extends from fertilization until the end of week 8 of gestation. The fetal phase occurs during weeks 8 to 39. A stem cell is an unspecialized cell that produces lines of specialized cells. They have a certain level of potency or range of types they can produce. A totipotent stem cell can produce any type of cell and is found in zygotes. The pluripotent stem cell is an embryonic stem cell that can produce a broad range of cell types. It is found in embryonic germ layers. A multipotent stem cell is an adult stem cell found in some tissues that can produce a few cell types and thus maintain functional populations of specialized cells. In the formation of the primary germ layers, 3 layers of developmental cells arise early in the first trimester of pregnancy. Cells of the embryonic disc differentiate and form each of the 3 primary germ layers, which give rise to specific organs and systems of the body. The endoderm is the inside layer, the mesoderm is the middle layer, and the ectoderm is the outside layer. Histogenesis is the process by which primary germ layers develop into different kinds of tissues. Organogenesis is the process that determines how tissues arrange themselves into organs. The differentiation and development of the reproductive systems are an example. In the reproductive tract, gonads attach to mesophrenic or Wolfian ducts, which become the male reproductive tract. Unattached gonads and paramesophrenic or Mullerian ducts develop into the female reproductive tract. Additionally, in the male, the genital tubercle eventually becomes the glands of the penis, and the folds become the penis shaft and scrotum, while in the female, the genital tubercle becomes the clitoris and the folds become the labia. Birth or parturition. Birth is a transition between prenatal and postnatal periods of life. Cortisol triggers labor by reducing human chorionic gonadotropin and thus also progesterone, removing the brake on oxytocin, which stimulates the uterine muscles to produce labor contractions, which are amplified by a positive feedback effect. Prostaglandins enhance oxytocin's effects. The stages of labor include stage 1, the period from the onset of uterine contractions until cervical dilation is complete; stage 2, the period from maximal cervical dilation until the baby exits through the vagina; and stage 3, the process of expulsion of the placenta through the vagina. Multiple births involve the birth of 2 or more infants from the same pregnancy. Twins are the most common multiple birth. Identical twins result from the splitting of embryonic tissue from the same zygote early in development. Fraternal twins result from the fertilization of 2 different ova by 2 different spermatozoa. Postnatal period. The postnatal period begins at birth and continues until death. It is commonly divided into a number of periods. Infancy begins at birth and lasts until approximately 18 months. The neonatal period is the first 4 weeks of infancy, when dramatic changes occur at a rapid rate. These changes allow the infant to become totally self-supporting, especially the respiratory and cardiovascular systems. The Apgar score assesses the general condition of a newborn infant. Childhood extends from the end of infancy to sexual maturity or puberty. During early childhood, growth continues at a rapid pace, but month-to-month gains are less consistent. By age 6 years, a child looks more like a pre-adolescent than an infant or toddler. Nervous and muscular systems develop rapidly through the middle years of childhood. Deciduous teeth are lost during childhood, beginning at approximately 6 years of age. Permanent teeth have erupted by age 14 years, except for the third molars or wisdom teeth. Adolescence is considered to be the teenage years, from 13 to 19, and is marked by rapid and intense physical growth, resulting in sexual maturity. Puberty is the stage of adolescence during which a person becomes sexually mature. Changes are triggered by increases in reproductive hormones. Primary sexual characteristics involve the maturation of gonads in the reproductive tract. Secondary sexual characteristics include fat and hair distribution, skeletal changes, and so forth. Adulthood is characterized by maintenance of existing body tissues. As a person grows older, a gradual decline occurs in every major organ system in the body. Gerontologists theorize a number of different aging mechanisms, all of which may be involved in the processes of aging, including limits on cell reproduction, environmental factors, viruses, aging genes, and degeneration of mitochondria, perhaps associated with progressive damage by oxygen-free radicals. Effects of aging. Common degenerative changes frequently characterize senescence. In the skeletal system, bones decrease in mineral density and thus change in texture, degree of calcification, and shape. Lipping occurs, which can limit range of motion. Decreased bone size and density lead to increased risk of fracture. Decreased bone mineral density can be avoided, at least partly, by exercise and adequate calcium intake. In the muscular system, muscle mass decreases to about 90% by age 50 years and around 50% by age 80 years. The number of muscle fibers decreases as we age, but can be offset by an increase in muscle fiber size through exercise. The ratio of fast to slow functioning in muscle fibers decreases, slowing the function of muscle organs. In the integumentary system, skin becomes dry, thin, and inelastic. Pigmentation changes and thinning hair are common problems associated with aging. In the urinary system, the number of nephron units in the kidney decreases by almost 50% between the ages of 30 and 75 years. Decreased blood flow through the kidneys reduces the overall function and excretory capacity. Diminished muscle tone in the bladder results in decreased capacity and inability to empty or void completely. In the respiratory system, costal cartilages become calcified, respiratory efficiency decreases, and there is decreased strength of respiratory muscles. In the cardiovascular system, degenerative heart and blood vessel disease is one of the most common and serious effects of aging. Atherosclerosis is the buildup of fatty deposits on blood vessel walls, which narrows the passageway for blood. Arteriosclerosis is the hardening of the arteries. Hypertension is high blood pressure. With aging, a gradual decline in performance and capacity of sense organ occurs. Presbyopia is farsightedness caused by hardening of the lens. A cataract is a cloudy lens, which impairs vision. Glaucoma is increased pressure within the eyeball. If left untreated, glaucoma often results in blindness. With aging, there is also decreased hearing and taste. In reproductive systems, the mechanism of sexual response may change and fertility decreases. In females, menopause occurs between ages 45 and 60 years. There are, however, a few benefits of aging, mostly improved brain functions. Less anxious or fearful. Less resistant to happiness. Better interpretation of visual information. Improved problem-solving and wisdom. Causes of death. In developed countries, such as the United States, heart disease, cancer, and stroke or cerebrovascular accident are among the leading causes of death. In developing countries, heart disease and stroke are also leading causes of death, along with infectious diseases such as HIV/AIDS, diarrheal disorders, and malaria.